the first time in forever. I feel so happy. It almost feels like a dream. Sir takes good care of me, always making sure I'm all fed and clean. He writes books for a living, so he spends days and nights typing away whilst I cuddle up next to him. Sometimes, we go for walks in a nearby park, and I get to wear a leash and a collar with his name on it. At home, he doesn't make me wear it, but I would if he asked me. I like having his name on me. It makes me feel safe. Some of the older women in the neighbourhood gossip when they see us. There's still a lot of stigma with men owning pet girls. They imagine him making me do all sorts of lewd and perverted things, because that's what most people who have pet girls do. But Sir doesn't care what they say. He says if I'm happy to be with him, then he's happy to be with me. He never makes me do anything lewd, even when I offer. Sometimes I do catch him looking at me, at my breasts, at my ass. He just smiles when I tease him about it. He said he was married once, but it didn't work out. I wonder what that was. He doesn't look old. I didn't pry. Just like how he doesn't pry into my past. He says we're two castaways that found each other. And that was that. I think Sir likes having my company. He doesn't get a lot of visitors. And he spends most of his time writing or doing research for his writing. I don't think he's lonely, necessarily. But he says he's happy now that I'm there. And he says I'm welcome to stay there as long as I feel happy with him. I'm so happy with him. So very happy. That was a nice cat nap in my sunny spot. I wonder what Sir's up to. He's not in the living room. And he's not in the kitchen either. I guess that leaves his office. Oh, he's busy writing again. Maybe I shouldn't bother him. Maybe I'll just watch him from the doorway for now. Sarah's so handsome. I love that furious look in his eyes when he's concentrating. He's so focused, he probably doesn't see me sitting here at all. But he does look kind of stressed. Maybe some kitten playtime would do him some good? Yeah! Hi, sir. What you doing? Working. You're always working. Time for kitten playtime. Please. But you look so exhausted. I think some time away from your work would do you some good. We can go for a walk. We can get some food. I could lay on your lap whilst you scratch my head. Or you could fuck me. you always say that. But you already took me to the pet girl doctor. She said I'm clean. I'm healthy. Healthy because you've been taking such good care of me. It wouldn't be a problem if you wanted to, you know, do stuff to me. I wouldn't say no. I couldn't say no. Not to you. Not after what you've done for me. No, not that I'd only do it because I feel like I owe you. I mean, that's not all I feel. No. I mean, that came out wrong. I know you keep saying you want me to learn that I'm more than just a good fuck. And I know that now. Because of you. But you do so much for me. I just want to return the favour in my own way. But you're busy. Oh. Okay. I'll leave you alone, I guess. I guess I'll go to the kitchen and find some food. So I left all the vegetables out again. Probably been here all day. It's like you meant to prepare a salad, but got distracted and forgot. Typical. Carrots. Spinach. Oh gosh, it's a thick cucumber. So I must have been hungry. Let me just swipe that and sneak, sneak, sneak back to my sunny spot. The sun is so warm in this room. Well, I guess if someone have fun with me, I'll just have to make my own fun. Right, Mr. Cucumber? Now let me rub you against my happy little plates. I wonder what Sir's cock feels like. Sometimes I sneak peeks when he's in the shower. He looks yummy. I wish he would use on me. That would be such a good kitten for him. Such a good kitten. I bet he wouldn't be so stressed all the time if he let me relieve him a little. I'd get on my knees, suck his cock, and bend over whenever he wanted. Maybe he'd even ask me to join him in his bed. He would be so gentle, not harsh or mean or hurtful. Sir would be so gentle with me. At first, at last, he would make sure I was comfortable. He would make sure I felt loved. He would make love to me. I wonder what that's like. Someone making love to me. I'd never. I just imagine him. He would lay me down on the bed and I'd spread my legs and let him get on top of me. So I would feel so good on top of me. He'd call me his good little kitten and give me little kisses all over while I giggle. Little kisses on my forehead. Little kisses on my neck. Little kisses on my shoulder. My hands would play in his hair, scratching as I pull him to my collarbone, his lips tickling as I lead him down to my titties. Training kisses and little suckles on my nipples until they perk underneath his tongue. He gently cut my breasts in his palm, playing the bead between his teeth. He'd bite just a little, just enough to make me yelp. I'd tease him for being so rough with me, but I'd laugh because I knew he would never really hurt me. His hands would caress the back of my head. He'd pull me close to kiss him on the lips, while his hard cock kisses on the lips of my pussy. I enters me, I feel my body shake in pleasure under his weight. He'd probably stop and ask if he was hurting me. Then I'd call him a silly head. And I'd reach down to his hips and pull him deeper inside me. Let him deeper inside me. Deeper inside me. To fill the emptiness. The emptiness inside me. Oh gosh. I'd wrap myself around him. My legs. My arms. My lips. His breathing against my breast. His breath mixing with mine in unison. My hands gripping him. Making sure he's mine. Making sure I'm all his. Making sure he's there. Making sure he's real. Because I'm losing myself in the pleasure. Making myself lose myself in the pacing of his thrust. His thrust. His cock crossing me. Amazing. Piercing my deepest. My deepest. 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 And my breath would quicken. And his breath would quicken. And I'd caress his face. His beautiful face. Telling him I wanted, what I wanted, what I wanted, what I wanted, what I wanted so badly. Come inside me, sir. Come inside me, sir. Come inside me, come inside me, come inside me, darling. Come inside me. Sir, how long have you been standing there? I can explain. I'm. Please don't hurt me. 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 Sir, you're hugging me? I'm sorry. 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 What do you mean I've got nothing to be sorry about? Are you not gonna punish me? But I ruined your cucumber.
Yeah. I guess it sounds ridiculous.
It's okay. Really? Thank you, sir. What do you mean you didn't know I like cucumbers so much? That's not... You're a silly head.